Chapter 1. February 25, 2012. The view out the window was spectacular. A golf course surrounded by mansions in central California. The author John Steinbeck once wrote that these hills right here were, quote, the pastures of heaven, unquote. Not for me. I'd rather be skiing. I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Another of my angels, whispered Tommy,
looking up at me from his hospital-style bed set up in his home. Friend and client. His bed overlooked the golf course. Beautiful, peaceful. He himself was melted, disfigured, bloated with liver and kidney failure. I was shocked by how quickly his appearance had changed from our last visit 2 weeks before. I could barely speak. Why I was shocked, I cannot know. I had seen others die like this before. Too many. Cancer-riddled. Destroyed. Long, slow, painful, ugly. Tommy Narciso, one of the most vital men I have ever known in my life. So physically destroyed. I felt the fear sweat beating on my bald, shaven head. Calm down.
Happy to be here, amigo, I whispered.
A lie. Tommy croaked incoherently, struggling to speak, writhing with effort.
I'm so grateful. Surrounded by people who help me. Some of them I don't even know. Like a circus in here sometimes. But, you know, I know, he continued with difficulty. You've been a wonderful friend and an excellent investment advisor over the years. You've made me rich.
Yep, that was me, the money man. And, I hoped, the true friend I aspired to be. Tommy's young Filipino wife, Angelica, hovered over him, her hopes of an American renaissance after life in Pampanga undoubtedly turned into a horror, while his two young children attempted to toss a small foam football around the room as if nothing was wrong. Indeed, for them, nothing really was wrong, since their father had been ill since they were babies. Tommy looked up at me from his raised metal bed. He could barely lift his head. At that point, he had an infection in his esophagus, the nurse said, so it hurt to move, hurt to breathe, hurt to live. Pain with every pulse. 5 years of this, I thought. I sat there in a chair pulled up to the bedside, looking at his wasted form, his bloated abdomen like a caterpillar's, spindly limbs hairless, his toothless head. Beyond the sliding glass doors, outside down the hill, the beautiful golf course gleamed in the sun. There were people on the fairways, laughing, playing, golf carts creeping about in the sunlight like insects far away. Everything depends on the beige golf cart, I thought. Take me there. Tommy played golf. I didn't. Of course, he'd been fighting leukemia for 5 years. All the devout family praying and praying and praying and then nothing. No answer from God but the wasting, the repeated medical failures, the stern faces. There were small pictures of Jesus all over the room. Crosses, crucifixes. Most of Angelica's Filipino family was Catholic. Tommy was possessed with a more activist Protestant faith. If we just pray hard enough, good things will certainly happen. He looked at me. He smiled, or more precisely, he grimaced.
I'm not gonna die, he said.
I looked at him.
I'm not gonna die, he repeated. One more transfusion, I'll get it, I'll get through this, one day at a time.
God is good. I just looked at him.